his songs. They had to learn his riffs, you know. Lots of bands recorded covers of his songs. So in a big, brief tribute to Chuck Berry, I'm going to play you a couple of his tunes, him doing them, and then I'll give you a band we all know covering one of his songs, and then another band we all know with a song you can tell is very much influenced by Chuck Berry. Okay, I'm going to start out with Rock and Roll Music, a single he wrote and recorded in 1957. It was on the album One Dozen Berries. It was produced by Leonard and Phil Chess on Chess Records. It reached number 6 on the Billboard R&B Singles chart, number 8 on its Hot 100 chart. Many have covered this song, most notably the Beatles and the Beach Boys. So here is Chuck Berry with Rock and Roll Music. 1 second here.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music, any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it, any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music if you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. I have no kick against modern jazz, unless they try to play it too darn fast and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music, any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it, any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music if you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks so she could hear my man a-wailing sax. I must admit they have a rockin' band, man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music, any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it, any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music if you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee, then don't you folks, they had a jamboree, a drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up and started playing that rock and roll music, any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it, any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music if you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. Don't care to hear them play a tango, I'm in the mood to dig a mambo. It's way too early for a congo, so keep rocking that piano so I can hear some of that rock and roll music, any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it, any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music if you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me.
Right. Yeah.
That was my little tribute to Chuck Berry. First we heard Chuck himself doing, what did we hear him doing? Rock and roll music. And after that, one of his best known singles, Johnny Be Good, which made it to number 2 on the Billboard Hot R&B Sides chart, and number 8 on its Hot 100 chart in 1958. Again, lots of folks covered the song, including the Beatles, and it was on the album Chuck Berry on Top. By the way, Willie Dixon played bass on both of those songs. Then you heard, excuse me, then you heard AC/DC covering Chuck Berry's School Days. I always thought the name of it was Ring Ring Goes the Bell, but anyway, was on their second album, TNT, in 1975, but was only released in Australia, was later included on Volts, a disc of alternate takes, outtakes, etc., was one of 4 albums in the Bonfire box set put out in 1997, honoring Bon Scott, who died in 1980. Chuck Berry had a number 1 single with this song in 1957, and then on his first studio album, After School Session, the second album released on Chess Records. And after that was Motorhead with Going to Brazil from the 1991 album called 1916. You can definitely hear the Chuck Berry influence on that one. You know, some people call Motorhead metal or speed metal, others call them punk, and I always contended they're just a rock and roll band. Maybe louder, harder, and faster, but it's still rock and roll, kind of like Chuck Berry on steroids or speed or something. Actually, when Lemmy would come out on stage, he would say, "We are Motorhead and we play rock and roll." And I'd say he was right about that. You definitely heard that Chuck Berry influence. Now I've got some local songs for you. First up, I'll have Bad Marriage with their newest single called Model Citizen. These guys are such terrific songwriters. They have so many great songs. And Bad Marriage will be playing Friday night at the Tradesman in Milford, Mass., for anyone who's out that way. So here's Bad Marriage with Model Citizen.
Here we go. Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Okay, you just heard a couple of local bands. You would have heard a third one, but the song somehow disappeared from my my device here. I don't know what happened to it. And anyway, you heard Bad Marriage with Model Citizen. And I said they're going to be playing Friday night at the Tradesman in Milford, Mass. Then you heard The High End with Wrecking Ball from their 100 Proof EP. They're a fairly new band. They won the 2015 JP Jamaica Plain Bow Wars representing the Midway Cafe, and thus were invited to play at the Jamaica Plain Music Festival that year. And The High End will be playing on Saturday this week at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain, Mass. Anyway, now what do we have? Okay, I got some serious guitar for you coming up next, because I don't like to leave it till late in the show, because sometimes it doesn't fit in. I've got a brand new album from Chickenfoot. It's called Best Plus Live. It's a double album, one disc being the best of and the other being a live disc. Great stuff. Great, great stuff. Chickenfoot, you probably know, but in case you don't, they are a super group that formed in 2008 with Joe Satriani, Sammy Hagar, Michael Anthony, and Chad Smith. Great stuff. They haven't been around for a while. They put out like two studio albums, maybe a live album. And they all have their other projects and bands they do also, but they decided to put this out now. So I'm glad they did. It's really good stuff. And from the live disc, I have for you Bitten by the Wolf by Chickenfoot.
This little song is not on the record, but it's somewhere. Actually, it is on the record, isn't it? It's just not on the CD. It's on the record, right, Joe? Uh-huh. Joe can't talk. He's busy. Look at him.
Oh, baby. Yeah. Little song called Bitten by the Wolf.
Hold on to the levee, friend. fix, baby. We'll be right back.
Man, that song still blows me away. The whole album does, but especially that song. That was Philip Sace, with Out of My Mind from Scorched Earth Volume 1. And that song, the whole album blew me away, but this song in particular. Sace was a guitarist, singer, and songwriter. Was born in Wales, grew up in Canada, and got noticed as a teenager. Later moved to L.A. He's particularly into the blues. Was in Jeff Healey's band, played with Uncle Cracker and Melissa Etheridge. And this album is like, wow. It says Volume 1, so I'll be looking forward to subsequent volumes as time goes on. Before that, you heard Jimmy Bez, a talented young blues rock guitarist from the Boston area. I don't know if he's 17. I think he just turned 18. I'm not sure. And he's getting lots of buzz. He's been playing guitar and writing songs for a number of years, formed the Jimmy Bez Blues Band in 2015, and in 2016 released the blues EP, Lies of a Sinner, and from that album, that was Keep Me Back. Before that, you heard Joe Bonamassa with Going Down from his album Live at the Greek Theater, which came out last year. And on this album, Joe does songs that were done by the Three Kings, Freddie, Albert, and BB. And that was, what did we hear? We heard Going Down. So you're probably more familiar with that from Jeff Beck's cover, which was kind of a hit song for him. And the set started with Chickenfoot, Bitten by the Wolf from the brand new album Best Plus Live. Great stuff there too, with Joe Satriani on guitar. Now we have, let's see, you get a little bit of time left. I got something for you from Rival Sons. Great young band. And this is going to be All That I Want from their most recent album, released last year. Such a great hard rock band from Long Beach, California, and I've been following them for probably 6 or 7 years. And they have not only great albums, but they're a really good live band as well. Still not that well known, but I'm glad to see them getting more notice as time goes on. They opened for Black Sabbath on their final tour last year. I'm sure that got them more fans. And they're actually going to be coming to the Paradise in Boston in May. I'm looking forward to seeing them. I've seen them, I think, twice already in great shows. So here is Rival Sons with All That I Want.
If I could make you love me, I would not want you to. It's you that I want, and not what I want from you. If I could help you see me the way that I see you, hope you like what you see, and I hope that it pleases you. I don't care what it takes from me to give to you. I'll do anything that you ask me to. You're all that I want. You're all that I want. If you could feel my heartache each time you walk away, and you would never I would never ask you to stay. If you could only hear me the way I hear your voice, it would bring you to tears. And I want you to have a choice. I don't care what it takes from me to give to you. I'll do anything that you ask me to. You're all that I want.
No.
You're all that I want. couldn't make you love me. I would not want you to. It's you that I want, not what I want. If I could help you see
a crop, and it'd be on top. That's why I'm moving to Montana.
Moving to Montana soon. Gonna be a dental floss tycoon.
Yes, I am.
Moving to Montana soon. Gonna be a dental floss tycoon.
Heavy-duty zircon encrusted tweezers in my hand. Every other wrangler would say I was mighty grand. By myself, I wouldn't have no boss, but I'd be raising my lonely dental floss. Along the border with my tweezers gleaming in the moonlight at night, and then I get a cup of coffee and give my foot a push, just me and the pygmy pony over by the dental floss bush, and then I might just jump back on and ride like a cowboy into the dark. on to Montana.
This is WMFO in Medford. It is now 3 o'clock, and you've been listening to Rock Under the Radar with me, Marion Farrow. I'm just about ending now. I'll just let you know what you heard. You heard first Rival Sons with All That I Want from Hollow Bones. Then you heard Frank Zappa with Montana from 1973's Overnight Sensation. And the backing vocals on this song were done by Tina Turner and the Iquettes. I don't know if you knew that. Zappa released over 60 albums in his career, and we lost him way too soon, unfortunately. And that song brings me back to my days when I was going to school here at